Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah, it's your boy Cat Benson. You already know what it is, live and direct with the hottest show on the net, 856 Entertainment, straight out of Camden, Blog Talk Radio. Hey, yo, Knock, promo, let's get it.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Fuck being patient, I know I'm out of line, but there's no time to be wasting or debating, cause my flow is elevating in the basement with this placement. That is the farthest thing from being basic. All my flaws I'm embracing, all along I was pacing back and forth at the station, waiting on the bus to take me all different places, and woke up in a dream that I got lost in the matrix. So put this on your playlist, man, and listen to every word, cause I can tell your vision's blurred from the shit that I just heard. In your verse it was the worst. These wag rappers never do any research and be in trouble when we burst. Right on the scene and rule with power that's supreme, and build a tower for the team plus the rest of the regime. Y'all louder than Howard Dean. Human beings become cowards for the green and act like money's everything, but it's not when you gotta sell your soul just to get it. Going gold is a missing, lose control in an instant as I write on scrolls. Could be different after that, I go and roll in the prison. Gotta pay your tolls to go to distance. Know your role to be efficient. I'm as bold as my predictions, hoping that I never lose your interest as I stroll to pole position.
Cause no one else is going, I'm here. So I'm climbing to the top and you can't find no one to help me, oh well. Last night the night at the Chelsea Hotel. No one else is going, I'm here. So I'm climbing to the top and you can't find no one to help me, oh well. Last night the night at the Chelsea Hotel.
This is more than moving up. Actually nothing new to us. We're just gradually doing what's coming naturally. To watch what we were imagining, clashes of reality. Your salt and battery while the elevator carries the team. A fourth floor, free for all type of thing. Got me wondering if I should call it off before we spring. In the buildings, tell me what kind of bras did you bring and how far did they swing. I play for keeps, which doesn't matter when there's two for each. Just don't delay the breach, okay? I'm all up in the beat. I dig deep and you can see the walls collapse and crack the cement. Been sexually active since I learned the meaning. Me at my best, you haven't seen it. But by the end, I'm deemed a genius. I'll be your server for this evening. Soon as you think you're getting fed, instead I'm handing out subpoenas. Peace to the non-believers trying to reach the top and see the stocks rise. Holding the seat so she can cock ride whenever I drop out. We try to remember the hard times while we climb the floors to the penthouse doors open. No slouching, now we zoning, honing my skills, holding the thrill close, hoping the mills won't distill my feelings, though this building's tilting them. I guess this how the Hilton's living. Some giving to temptations bidding, but we didn't left the haters pissing, slid into positions such a vivid vision.
There's no one else is going, I'm here. So I'm climbing to the top and you can't find no one to help me, oh well. As we the night at the Chelsea Hotel. No one else is going, I'm here. Coming to the top and you ain't no one to help me, oh well. Last night the night at the Chelsea Hotel.
Used to have one of those, now I got hella flows from hell we rose. Now I step on beaches like Adidas, I got shelves on toes and SBNs. Being generous like we were on Ellen Show. Strong foundation, but I came up from them trailer parks. My only boy was raw when I lived up in the trailer park. Wonder if they'll embark on this journey of my trains. Everything ain't what it seems, they just set my nigga free. Now we bout to get this cheese until we reaching distances. Living these vividly, painted pictures I perceive. Made a mistress on her knees, I say she's gifted at the least. I own that pussy, you got at least. All your bitches, they got at least. My expertise is best in these. Should've had that fence technique. Boy, they always seem to vent to me. Which don't make no sense to me, cause silence is my specialty. So let me be. Just go check my MP3s as I empty these. Rhymes and burn them to the next degree. Don't be tempting me to use weapons, G. Just trying to be the best MC. All this hard work better show. Radio beat on my PCD. So if you got a better flow, I don't think I'll ever know. If you got some double D's, bitches go and let them show. If you got some makeup, though, maybe you should let it go. Used to have one. One of those, I used to have one of those. Is it just some Reggie Bush? Maybe it's some Medigo. Back when I got fronted on, back when I got fronted on, back when I got fronted on.
There's no one else is going, I'm here. So I'm climbing to the top and you can't find no one to help me, oh well. As soon as the right at the Chelsea Hotel. Nowhere else is going, I'm here. So I'm climbing to the top and yeah, but I don't wanna help me, oh well. As soon as the night at the Chelsea Hotel.
That was our number two song of the week last week, which was Fourth Floor by my boy Fourth Rich. You already know C56 Entertainment, light skinned nigga DJ Pro Mag. My boy Knot, he's gonna be on later, just coming home from work and shit. So I'll give him some time. He's gonna call in, come in the studio, and do the interview with us. Today we got a big interview with my boy Kevin Pratt, aka Dot. He's from the 856 Entertainment area, so you already know. Yo, bro.
Yo, man, what's up, man?
What's up, bro? How you?
Yeah, man, I'm good. I'm good. Living life, man.
Yeah. See, you living that Cali life, though, man.
Yeah, man. It's beautiful out here, man. It's wonderful.
Yeah. How are women out there, though? That's why I'm wondering.
Oh, man. I knew you was going to ask me that. Yo, the women out here is extremely beautiful. Like, my God. Like, everywhere you turn is, whew. Come on, make every female your baby mom, man.
That's some shit I'll try, bro, on some real shit. Light-skinned women out there are bad, too, though?
Every female out here is my God.
Yeah, they like that Camden swag or nah?
As far as me?
What happened?
What'd you say?
Do they like that Camden swag?
Oh, what you think, man? Come on now. They love, for some reason, they love Jersey niggas. Like,
yeah.
Ever since I told everybody I was from Jersey, I've been getting mad love. Like,
yeah,
I didn't even have to tell them
shit.
I did music or nothing. Yeah. In fact, it's like, it's strange because the people over here is scared of us more than we are scared of them. Like,
okay.
When,
what,
Compton
niggas?
Coast, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I ain't saying all Compton niggas, but like, some of the Compton niggas I talked to, they was like, yo, man, y'all niggas be jerking out there, yo. I'm like, damn, Camden got ripped like that? Shit.
Yeah, bro, you know, that news show, everything, man. The news show, the bad part about us. But, you know, this right here is the good shit right here, man.
Yeah, man, they don't want to show the positivity. But that's why I'm out here. That's my mission.
Let me ask you something, bro. What made you be a rap artist and shit, man?
Well, what made me be a rap artist, you know, I've been listening to rap ever since I was, damn near born. My mom did music, you know.
She was a singer?
Nah, she was actually a rapper too. My mom, she did the touring and all that. She did shows with LL Cool J. No, I still don't like that nigga because he disrespected my mom, but I ain't gonna speak on that. But she did music with a lot of cats, man, a lot of OGs.
So she know how to spit, huh?
Nah, well, in that old school and
the old school version
club.
And shit.
Yeah,
I could dig that, bro. Real shit. But yeah, so your mom, actually, like, that's what made you want to be a rap artist, actually, though?
Nah, like, that's what the music really started. Like, that's, music runs my blood because it started from her. But what inspired me to rap was, you know, listening to Nas and Biggie. Like, when I heard them, I was like, damn.
Okay.
And then I just started. It just came out of nowhere. But then as the years got on, day by day, I just got better and better.
Well,
I'm taking it seriously.
So, what do you rap about? So, you rap about what? Violence, guns, women, sex, drugs. What's like your main target when you rap? Like, what do you think about and shit when you're in the studio?
Well, I tell my story. Like, I don't tell a whole bunch of BS like a lot of rappers in Camden. Like, the rappers in Camden, they rap about stuff that they don't even do as far as shooting and shit, like, and selling dope and shit. Like, that's not me. Like, I rap about my life, my experiences, you know?
Okay.
And I tell my story.
All right, I understand. So you don't try to rap about the fake shit that people, you know what I mean, that you probably
want
to do, like being a drug dealer or something.
Yeah, I rap about the stuff that I actually witness and that I actually go through, like, unlike them niggas. Like, them. I mean, I ain't going to say all of them, like, lying when they rap that shit, but like half of them niggas really be lying. Like, I know a lot of them personally they be like, oh, nigga, I know niggas that shoot this shit. Like, I'm like, what, nigga, you're not even like that. Like,
yeah.
I just laugh at them.
Yeah, man, I mean, I could think, you know how people do that, because that's where everybody like to hear the drugs, the dope, the cocoa. Everybody like to hear that shit. So for that to be the music, it sells, you know what I mean? So that's why people persuade their music to be like that, like 2 Chainz. A lot of people, a lot of artists out there do shit because, you know what I mean, it sells, so why not? You get money off of it, so.
Well, what is music now? Music back then used to be true pain. Now it's just...
It's fake, bro.
Bullshit.
I mean,
it's trash.
To me, I look at it as acting, you know, people act a little bit. These artists out here is actors and shit, you know what I mean?
They good actors.
Yeah. Yeah, it's some good ass actors, bro. And I mean, it's selling, so I can't knock it for selling, you know what I mean? So that's why they do what they do now and shit. So I mean, if you had to choose who would be your best 3 in Camden right now, though, you know what I mean? We talking about underground music wise and shit. Who you fuck with the most in Camden, man?
In Camden? Shit. 3 people. Well, I really gotta name these 3. Me, myself, and I. when I leave this time, I'm telling a lot of people. Mir, he's dope. My homie Tay Smiles, that's the homie right there.
Okay, you know Tay Smiles. And, we did an interview with her back in September of last year and shit.
Yeah, I heard it.
Tay's
dope.
Yeah,
Tay's
the homie
right there. She dope. Yeah. And the last will be Harmony. I really dig Harmony.
You dig Harmony? Okay.
Yeah,
she's
talented.
Yeah, I mean, I see them all grinding, though, doing their thing and shit. Especially, you know what I mean, trying to get their music out there and all that, though. But you already know, man. Doc got some music for us today. You already know he got a couple tracks in the building. Shit, about to hear the first track.
Oh, yeah.
It's called
What Views, we gonna play for him?
Views from the 6.
Oh, yeah, with Reagan.
Yeah, with Ray, Future, and Reagan and shit, man. You already know E56 Entertainment. Bro, shout out to Twitter, man.
My Twitter is Dito_Poppy13. Instagram, too.
He called himself a poppy. You already know E56 Entertainment. Let's get it.
Lights, camera, action. Class is a session. All the sins I did in my life, but you a blessing. Girl, why you being extra? You say you only smoke because of me and you stressing. And I made you so aggressive. You stunting on your ex and steady flexing. Girl, you childish. Try to make me jealous because you jealous. That's depressing. I wish you just accepted. Girl, what you did was reckless. It's crazy how I thought that you were special. All the money and the time I invested. But it's over, baby. Made up my mind. I'm moving on to the other side. I had a whip for the summer. Today imported mine. It's funny when we see each other. There's always more than high. And she thinks I'ma sell my soul for the wealth. But I'll never break the promises I made to myself. And they can't see what's going on because it's lit. But even if they ain't prescription, I'm just giving you the
views from the 6.
For the interviews, never been one for the fame. Always wanted to be the one behind the scenes, but I wanted people to know my name. Contradictory, I know, that's just how the game goes. You're not trying to succeed, you're enslaving yourself. Slaving for wealth or making it back. Game is adjustments, man and pre-snap. Trying to make it big, but a monkey on my back. Threw a monkey wrench in my plans, now I gotta snap. On any beat that I'm on, or I drag on. Flames like a dragon, I throw that black one with that mask on and kill any beat. Doc, please, don't say thank you for this. The privilege is all mine. See, this is just a shot with my eyes closed and a blindfold on with the lights off. People would say this is a shot in the dark, but for me, this is an accurate attempt at being the best rapper alive. I can try to be less, but that wouldn't be well. If you're not trying to see it, then you're trying hard to fail. Man, I still hear everybody loud. People talking, but I'm just silencing the crowd. Last shot made it, so I gotta take a bow. People still talking shit, I'm releasing my bowels on any song, no matter what it is. Bro said kill him, so I won't let him live. City full of dreams, but they won't let me live. Eyes full of fucks, but I won't give one. Man, I went to sleep the other day and reminisced by the dream that I had by the time I'm 26. Preferably 25 to some McCoy shit. I was flying over my city, having views from the six. Shit, that's views from the six. Six. Yeah.
That was that Doc, Views from the Six. We got more Doc. Yo, Doc.
You.
So, you know Reagan and shit, huh?
Yeah, that's my man.
Yeah, yeah. What made y'all want to throw that track in there and shit?
For at the time, I was kind of desperate because I didn't have nobody to go to for that kind of flow. So,
okay.
Like, I hit Ring him. I was like, yo, man, I got this beat I need you to hop on. It's called Views from the Six. I sent it to him. He's like, oh, yeah, yeah, I'm going to have this done in a few days. I got you, bro. I got you. And it was done.
Oh, wow. Yeah, definitely. And shit. And you know, we're trying to do that Camden mixtape, straight out of Camden, Volume 1.
Yeah.
We're trying to do that in the building. You know what I mean? We know we need a couple tracks from you and shit. You already.
Oh, yeah, man. Ain't no problem.
But somebody already stole that type of mixtape already. Somebody from Camden already got that going on as well. So we're going to have to
what
do a
mean?
Little bit something. Yeah, somebody already got that. Somebody stole the idea. Theirs is called On My Camden Bullshit. They stole our idea.
All right, we'll figure something out.
Yeah, so I don't know. But yeah, we're going to definitely try to get that out there, everybody. You know, it's going to be called Straight Out of Camden Volume 1. We just need more artists to tune in. If you want to be participant, go on the website at www.856entertainment.com. You know what I mean? Sign up, sign your name, let us know if you want to be in it and shit. You already know C56 Entertainment, man. So let me ask you something, bro. Who are your music influences? I heard you said Nas and Tupac earlier.
Nah, not Pac. Well, Pac,
oh,
too,
yeah.
Yeah. Pac a Gemini. I'm a Gemini, so me,
okay.
Me and him, we got that click. But nah, my favorites, they Biggie, Hov, Nas, Andre 3000, Wayne, y'all, you probably gonna clown me for this, but Pimp Daddy King.
Nah, bro, he was work back in the day. What you mean? Can't
yeah.
Clown you for that, bro.
Because a lot of young cats don't, when they hear that name, they laugh like, who the fuck is Pimp Daddy King and shit? They don't know the actually history and shit of him, but that's my man right there.
That's who. So that's who you was listening to all growing up and shit. That's who you.
Yeah.
I mean, so who do you see yourself more of out of all of them? You know what I mean? Flow-wise, you know?
Flow-wise, I have my own flow. I really can't say that I sound like any of these guys. These guys are like rapping gods right here. I'm more of like
right.
A Jesus to them. Like, they God and I'm Jesus. When I get to that level, then I don't know what to say about that, but...
Oh, I feel you though. So if you had like anyone to choose out of the whole, you know what I mean, music industry, who would you want to choose from, producer and artist wise and shit? Who would you want to work with?
Actually right now I'm working with the goddamn, I never know how to pronounce this guy's name. It's something seven. But this guy, he produced the Rick Ross's The Devil Is a Lie beat.
Okay.
I'm working
and
with
he
him,
a producer
but...
and shit, huh?
Yeah, this nigga is expensive. Like,
how much he charge?
This nigga charged $2,000 for a record.
That's it, bro. You know they charge more than that in the big.
I know, but
industry,
I know, but still, but to be a nigga from Camden, $2,000, what? Shit.
Okay. Hey, if that's so, that's your like dream collaboration right there, or I mean,
that's not my dream collaboration. I mean, I'm working on the to get the bread for him now. He let me go for $1,000, so I'm gonna have something. But artist wise, I plan on working with, I want to work with Jeezy. He wrote T.I., uh-huh. Wayne, Alicia Keys, and again, I gotta say Harmony.
Okay. So have you and Harmony talked about working, doing type of track together or something?
Actually, yeah, we did. A couple months ago, I had a track for her. She was pretty busy. You know, I'm a busy dude too, so I understand how that go. But okay. In the future, on my album / mixtapes, I'm gonna have her on there. Well, hopefully, I'll have her on there.
Okay. So from Camden, you only worked with Reagan. Who else have you worked with music-wise?
I worked with Fresh, like, when he first started rapping. Like, I worked with Fresh. Again, Tay Smile. Jay Dice.
Okay. I heard of Jay Dice, too, and shit.
Yeah, my homie Blizz. I don't think I heard of him. He's from New York, but he live in Camden. That's my boy. You got to check him out.
Just hit me up with his information.
I got you. And that's about it, really.
Yeah.
Like every time I try to help a Camden artist out, like they'll get caught up in the moments. I'm like, oh yeah, I'ma have this done for you. But then when it comes to the get down, they know where to be found. Like I don't like that unprofessional shit. So
okay.
I don't really work with a lot of cats.
I understand. I mean, being solo is probably, like, the best way to go and shit, to be honest with you, bro. But,
yeah, it is.
You see yourself working with any record labels? Like, you trying to get signed with anybody, or you trying to be independent? Like, how is that going?
As of now, I'm going to stay independent. Like, when the triple zeros start coming in, then I'll think about signing.
Okay.
But as of now, I'm going to stay with myself.
I mean, so who would you be your dream record label to work with? I mean, it's 1,000 of them out there. You know, Kylie already got, well, it used to be called Interscope. But I don't think it's called Interscope no more. But, you know, Kylie had Interscope. Who would you want to work with, record label-wise and shit?
Atlanta Records, they're not too far from me, actually.
Nah.
Them. Universal Records. I'll even go with Young Money.
Yo, you'll fuck with Young Money, Cash Money, and them?
Yeah. No, not Cash Money. After what Birdman did to Wayne, we're telling who he'll do that on, so I ain't going to Cash Money.
I mean, that's just like Kobe getting old, and now we got a young player in the league that's scoring 30 or more points. You know what I mean? Kicking Kobe to the curb and letting the young player get his shine. That's what Birdman doing with Young Thug and Lil Wayne. I feel as though Lil Wayne's getting a little older. You know, he don't got it like that no more.
I think he do.
He still got it, but I mean, what Birdman is doing is fucked up. Yeah, I can say that. Yeah, but at the same time, I understand where he's coming from. It's a business, so
mm-hmm.
it's you know how that is, man. Niggas do dirt when it comes to the money, bro. Fuck all that. No friendship allowed.
Who you telling?
For real. So you live in Cali. You ain't see no stars, no celebrities walking around anywhere. I mean,
nah, not yet.
Nah, a lot. How long you been living out there and shit?
I've been living out here since, 2 days before Christmas.
Oh, all right. So you just moved out there recently then?
Yeah.
See, I'm thinking you was living out there for a minute.
Nah.
Oh, all right. Wow, that's good. So you working with any producers out there? You got any future projects, like mixtapes, EPs, coming out, albums?
In fact, yes, I do. I have 4 projects I'm working on, including the one we were supposed to do. I'm helping someone else with their mixtape. They want to do like a Watch the Throne type mixtape, so I'm doing one with another artist. I don't know
his name.
That
shit got to be fire, though.
Oh, come on now. I'm the 856 guy. Come on. Everything I do is fire. But I have my own like underground mixtape. It's called All Around. I'm dropping that like in April.
Alright. You gonna drop that in that piff or?
Yeah. I'm not gonna sell it though. I'm not gonna sell it though, because that's robbing everybody. Like, I'm not gonna receive a profit off a piece that's not mine.
Yeah.
Like, that's not fair. That's not fair to them. So when I do my actual album, then that's when I'll do purchases and stuff.
Okay. What else you got? That's all you got for future project wise?
Yep.
Yeah. What about shows? You not getting any shows yet out there? I don't know. That's so much opportunity out in Cali, though, you know.
Places be booked almost every day, man. You wouldn't even believe it.
I mean, I can believe it, bro. I know how it is out that motherfucker, man. So it's hard.
Yeah, I'm gonna start performing at parties. Huh?
I say it's hard to get book shows out there and shit.
Yeah, it's hard to get in contact with a lot of these people too.
Yeah, that's true too. So you gonna start? We gonna start at parties and work your way up?
Yeah.
I mean, I ain't knocking that. You got any DJ you rolling with or nah?
Nah.
Alright, you gotta build your squad out there and shit, man.
Don't nobody out here. Where I'm at, don't nobody out here rap. Like, the school I go to holds 2,500 people. Now, out of those 2,500 people, nobody raps. Nobody sings. Nobody has their studio or nothing. Like, they don't do nothing. I was like, damn, for real?
I mean, we're part of Cobb's Twin and shit.
I'm in Moreno Valley. It's right next to Riverside. It's about 45 minutes away from L.A.
Oh, all right. Well, hey, you better drive that 45 minutes and start hanging out some of that. When you drop your little thing, start hanging that out.
I'm going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely great promotion and shit, man.
Yeah.
So let me ask you something. You know Nicki Minaj and Meek Mill and shit, they supposed to be dating. What's your opinion on that, man? You think it's fake? You think it's a stunt? What's your opinion on it?
Hey, if it's not fake, then shit, shout out to Meek. Because he's the most luckiest nigga on this planet.
You fuck with
whoever...
Meek? I mean, you fuck with Nicki Minaj?
Oh, yeah. Man, she's tough. You heard her album?
Yeah, I got her albums, bro. You already.
Yeah, man, she tough. Love me some Nicki. But yeah, Meek too. Meek is a lucky dude. That's only if it's true. Only if they're really getting it off with each other, man. That's cool. But if it's just for publicity, then shit, they got a lot of people's attention.
Yo, I honestly just think it's for publicity because, Nicki Minaj got their little white people under her belt. Meek got the hood under his belt. So for them to collide, you know what I mean? Everybody going to be on them. And Meek got a concert out in Philly soon, so. I definitely think it's a publicity stunt. They always taking pictures. They fucking Instagram up right now. That's all you see.
That's a lot of jealous dudes.
Yeah, I mean, I ain't want to sound like no hater, man, but at the same time, I really think this shit is fake, bro. It had me thinking, they whole relationship thing they got going on is just fraud right now and shit, so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're going to head on to your next track and shit. It's called Six Guy. You already know it's 856 Entertainment. Let's get it, man.
Uh-huh.
This your girl, Tania, and you're listening to the hottest online station in the tri-state, Straight Outta Camden Radio, presented by 856 Entertainment.
First off, I'm the hottest who can do that. The bitches see a yellow kid and they like, who that? A young nigga came fresh from the east side, but now I'm over in the Midwest, and now I'm feeding to the he say, she say, all that other bullshit because I'm busy, thought you knew that. The shit I'm doing is timeless, they don't need to remind us, so you can go and turn around and send your crew back. You wanted a response, well I'ma give it to you. Send me the check and I might give it to you. I tell her drop down and get your eagle on. Bend it over and I'ma give it to you. A young nigga from the 856, nigga. You ain't never heard me like this, nigga. I took notes from the big boys pops. Now I'm known the young dude that the big boys watching. I showed the city love cause they be feeling me. The mother boys be making noise but they ain't hearing them. That's why they fuck with the boy cause I'm superior. And where I'm from, these rappers ain't favorite rapper material. No subliminals, but she a fast cook. Man, I'm so dope when hit a me and have your ass hooked. I swear these haters couldn't find me with an app book. And never kill, but I will if I have to. You other niggas trying, it ain't no fluid. I hung around with my brothers just to get influence. I heard these rappers wanna get into it. Until they hear the mixtape, then they get into it. They say I'm sounding like Pac, the way I'm sending out shots. 6 seconds on the clock, and I can't miss. And they told me to stop, that's why I got off the block. Cause you could be paralyzed and still feel my shit. 856 got shit.
When you make that track, bro?
I made that, like, it's weird, too, because, like, I made it, like, a month before Drake put out his Six Guy. And it's crazy, because, like, when I heard Drake was dropping a Six Guy, I was like, oh, shit, if this nigga heard my track, he ready to do a remix to it. But when I heard his, bro, I was completely upset.
Why? You don't
upset.
Fuck with Drake like that?
No. I was just, like, looking forward to him doing a remix to my joint. Like, I thought that was my track. He did a remix because his is Six Guy and mine was Six Guy. My man, he sent it to me. And he was like, yo, what you think about this beat? So I listened to it. I wrote to it. I didn't like the first one I did, so I redid it. And I recorded it. I sent it to him. He's like, yo, man, this shit dope. I was like, how much you want for it? He's like, it's free, bro. It's free. All right. I'm going to call it 856 guy, because Six Guy, that just sounds too weird. That sounds like some devil worshiping type shit. So I'm like, I'm gonna call it 856 guy. Is that cool? He's like, yeah, it's cool. Yes.
So
I was supposed to
there.
Yeah, I was supposed to have a remix to it, but a lot of people still ain't get back at me with that.
Oh yeah, we definitely looking forward for that shit to come out. You already know, man. So you got any singles that's trying to drop out now that you've been working on and shit?
Not as of right now. I'm still working on some.
Okay.
Looking for the right sound.
How long you be in the studio, man? Like, what's your studio hours a week, man? What you do? 2 days in the studio, 3 hours? Like, what's your studio time?
On a good week, it is 3 days a week. And 4 hours. That's on a good week. Bad week is just like once a week for like an hour or two.
Okay. You pay for studio time or you got your own thing got going on? What's that with that about?
Nah, unfortunately I have to pay for my own.
Oh, okay. So you do pay to get in the studio and shit.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me ask you something, man. Where do you see your music career going in a couple years, a couple months? Like, where do you see that going on and shit?
Well, because I'm in Cali, where they say this is the land of opportunity, within, I say, what, next six months, I'll be, I don't know, thousands, hundred thousand views within the next 6 months. The way my music is sounding now. And future-wise, I don't know. I hope it goes far.
Okay. So you, what you got music on SoundCloud, Reverb Nation?
Yeah, my music is on SoundCloud. My SoundCloud name is Cream13.
Okay. How about Reverb Nation? You got a Reverb Nation?
Nah.
A lot of artists don't have that. And I mean, I've seen a lot of artists on there trying to get their buzz up and shit. That's how they get hold of, like, managers and record labels and such like that. But I see a lot of artists that don't have that shit. So that's what I was asking.
The reason why I didn't make one was because I felt as though a lot of artists had it. That's just me.
Yeah.
I felt like a lot of them had it. And when somebody hears something, so when somebody hears something hot, they'll take it. And like that artist wouldn't even know about it. They don't have the copyright or nothing. They'll feel like they just got burnt for their bar or track. So that's why
okay.
I don't put my music on a lot of things until I get it copyrighted, because I'm real sensitive about my shit.
Okay, so how do you get yours copyrighted? You go online for it, or you go to a you get notarized or something? Like, how do you get yours copyrighted?
I let my step pop do all that.
Oh, all right.
So he in that type of business?
He knows people who knows people. Nah, he just know people who know people.
So I see you got a big network going on, huh?
I won't call. I wouldn't say that. It's just like I'm serious about this music shit now.
I mean, yeah, I can see that, bro. I'm looking forward to that mixtape coming out in April, though, and shit.
Yeah. It's going to be dope. It's like a appetizer for my album.
All right. You got any music videos you're trying to do, or?
Not right now. No, I don't. In the future, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, definitely and shit. So, is there any difficulties while rapping, while you rap and shit? You got any difficulties or something that you need to be working on, or?
Yeah, my main difficulty is, like, I get easily distracted. Like, motherfucking fly. A fly can fly in a room, and I'll just, like, just stare at it, like, why are you in here? And then just forget about what I was going to write.
Like, okay.
That's my problem. I'm easily distracted.
All right, I can see that. I mean, that takes time, though. You know what I mean? You keep rapping, you keep doing what you're doing. After a while, you know, you're going to be more focused and shit. And you see the results that you want to see, you're definitely going to be more focused and work harder and harder and shit, man. That's how usually it goes. But what's your fan base looking like and shit?
I have no idea. I know I get a lot of love out here.
You get a lot of love in Camden, too. You get a lot of love in Camden, too?
I get love in Virginia. Nah, man, I'm chilling. I ain't worrying about no females.
Oh, man. So you don't got no thoughts because you a rap artist? That's what I heard. When you become a rapper, when you say you're a rapper, you get a lot more girls and shit like that. And you get a lot more sex, too. I'm not a rapper.
I'm not saying that they don't throw themselves at me, because they do, but, like, thoughts are just distractions. Like, I don't have no time for distractions. Like, I'm a busy dude.
Okay. Man, I ain't knocking that at all, brother. You know what I mean? I can definitely dig that and shit. But, main man, Nas saying hip-hop is dead. What's your opinion on that?
You know, to be honest, I don't blame Nas for saying that. Because, like I said, it's two types of music. It's real music and it's bullshit music. The real music was dying out. I wouldn't say it was dead, but it was dying out. It was close to extinction.
Okay.
And I say that because like, look at the artists we listen to today. They talk about the same shit. Excuse me. They talk about the same shit, but just use different words. You feel me? And what I mean by that is the drill music. You feel me? That's not... I mean, I'm not knocking drill music, but on the real, that shit ain't music. So it's two type of categories when it comes to music. And I wouldn't say real music is dead because I'm Doc. My name Doc. I fix shit. That's why I'm in the game, because I'm a fixer. That's why they call me Doc.
So you believe that just the hip-hop part of it is kind of dead and shit? I mean, some people say it's coming back, though.
It is. No, the real hip-hop artists are bringing it back.
Yeah, I could say J. Cole is one of them.
Oh, yeah.
Cole,
he like... What are you going to say?
Nah, what you saying, bro?
Damn, I forgot what I was going to say, but...
You said Cole was what?
J. Cole. He's like the prince. Besides Nas, Cole is like the prince of hip hop. Like, he actually tells and spit real hip hop shit, and
okay.
I can respect that. That's why he gets so much love.
Yeah. What you think about Drake? You think he bringing out back hip hop too or nah?
Yeah, I mean, that's my idol. Drake is my idol.
Drake.
Did you hear that motherfucking album or mixtape, whatever it was he dropped?
Yeah, it was me. He dropped it a couple days back, yeah.
Yeah, like 2 days ago he dropped. Oh, my God.
I heard it was a
ridiculous.
Disappointment, though.
I heard it was a disappointment.
A lot of people say it was a disappointment. I don't know why, but it's his mixtape, right?
Yeah.
Y'all got that from the mixtape app?
I got it from Spinrilla.
Spinrilla, okay.
I ain't hear not one negative comment about that mixtape yet. There's nothing bad you can say about it.
I don't know. A lot of artists say that it was kind of a disappointment. And women, a lot of women say it's a disappointment as well. That's why I seen on the social network site.
Word?
Yeah, real shit. And I gotta check that out. Shit. But we about to head to the next track. It's called Truffle Butter. What the hell? What's up with the name, man? Truffle Butter and shit.
It's the Truffle Butter beat, but it's called
okay.
What You Say.
What
it got
you
Reagan
say?
On it, too. Yeah.
Oh, all right. So you already know it's Doc, Future, and Reagan. With the truffle, I like to call it Truffle Butter. Let's get it, man.
What you say, huh? Real niggas all day, what?
Change of color. It make me think about all the rappers I've been putting under. Why the hell you get this hot? I know you're Stevie Wonder. She said she ain't with the tag alongs unless it's even numbers. Yes, Lord, I love the freaks, but where they at, huh? We gon' take this in the back, huh? I see you flossing, there's no need to be frontin'. Just lay down in that coffin and I'ma kill you from the back, huh? Cause bitch, a cane is a big risk. That shit ain't easy with a stiff wrist. You know what they say about when your palms itch. Niggas on the corner just to get rich. A die try. You a Leo, boy, you must be lying. Oh, that's a squad, boy, they never riding. Well, you niggas ain't prepared to shoot if you was skydiving. Don't compare me, dog, I'm different from everybody. So stop coming at me, boy, I know you sick of trying. And I know you expecting to have some beers for you. Never kill for a nigga who wouldn't kill for you.
What you say, huh? Real niggas all day, what?
There go that man again. Railroading tracks, turning niggas into mannequins. With a plan to win niggas hating because I'm damaging bars like a cellmate trying to escape in prison, man. Never come at me because you'll definitely pay the price. Ignore the vice, you roll the dice, and now you visiting the doc. Nigga, doctors don't let them breathe. So I'm breaking down these niggas while they buckling their knees. God would help me, but he mad I spent. All in Nas Garden like Spike Lee. Repeat cool, God would help me, but he mad as a square. All in NY's Garden like Spike Lee is. Unequal friendly niggas is mad because I'm the best. Started with Zal Green like love and happiness, I guess not. But am I lyrics to trash you niggas about my problems? One month to blind my distance like, what you say, nigga? Huh? What you say, nigga? What? I thought I was the best, but you niggas always talking at work. Get out of here.
What you say, huh? Real niggas all day, what?
Called What You Say by my boy Doc and Reagan, man. That sound like a little club banger right there, bro. What's up? What you mean
yeah, that
club right there.
I know, man. That was our intention too.
Oh yeah. So you think you looking forward to making club music, or you going to straight hip hop with lyric, or you going to dubstep? Like, when you see yourself in the future, like, what type of music are you trying to go to?
I'm on a mission to like. Do all of that, all that stuff you just named. I'm on a mission to put all of that into one. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. Like Trey Songz did. Ray Charles did. Gospel and pop. He mixed that together.
Yeah. A lot like that.
Okay. So you trying to get that going on? I mean, what's your favorite? You like to spit? You just like to spit? You like to hit a club banger? Like, what's your favorite thing to? Talk about in songs and shit.
I really don't have no favorite. I mean, my favorite kind of music is the one that catches your attention. It doesn't matter what kind of music it is, as long as it catches my attention. And that's the kind of music I want to make, to catch people's attention, you know?
Okay. Yeah, I definitely can dig that, bro. So what are your listeners will get out of your music? You know what I mean? When you put your albums out there, what type of story are you telling? You say you're going to tell your own story, right? But what are your listeners going to get out of your music? What's the message?
You know, all the people, my message is, I don't know, I'm basically just telling my life story, you know, what I've been through and what I'm going through now and what I might go through in the future. And the whole time I've been here, even people in Canada even been saying, like, yo, do you like a young, light-skinned Drake? I'm like, why you say that? Because you sound just like him. I'm like, oh, well, Drake, that's my nigga. I mean, I don't consider that a bad thing, but even people out here even say that I sound like a man, they fuck with my music. So, yeah, it's me. I think I'm on the right path.
Okay. All right, man. Yeah, we definitely looking forward to that work, man. You already know and shit. So, when you go in the studio, do you listen to any other artists to get you inspired?
Nah.
You listen to yourself before you get in that, man, huh?
What I do is I try to stay in my zone. Like, I just keep listening to the instrumental, and I try to, like, keep myself pumped. I hear somebody. Matter of fact, I think that does help me sometimes listening to other artists. Because if I feel as though that they sound better than I did, that inspired me to sound better than they did. I want to make that kind of music that people try to surpass but can't surpass either. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel what you're saying. So, is there any other underground artists that you feel as though that can make it in your eyes and shit? As far as Camden, I mean, as you can see and shit, Camden, Cali, that you know of?
Like I said, there's no rappers. I haven't met a rapper out here in Cali yet.
Right.
Only been out here for a month, so. But in Camden, I'm going to speak honestly. I'm going to be honest with this. The people that I know that rap aren't really serious. And what I mean by that is they don't tell their stories. You know, they tell bullshit stories, you know.
Right.
And I can't say that they are bad at rapping. I mean, they're not bad at rhyming. Is what I meant to say. They're not bad at rhyming, but they're bad at rapping. And what I mean by that is, like, most of them, they sound very amateurs. I don't like working with amateur sound. You know, it's people that rap like they use the microphone as the iPhone or something. Like, they record it on their phone and just sent it to the engineer or something. Like, people that they'll just rap and be like, and like you'll hear shit in the background and shit. I don't like that kind of music. There's a lot of people in Canada that do that kind of shit. Like, I don't like that.
Okay.
You
haven't heard what?
I haven't heard one. Actually, yes, I did. There's a lot of people that don't do it, and it's the people that we know too, like Mir, Reagan, Paris, Tay. Like, they on a road to professionalism. Like, I consider them as professionals. Other people, on the other hand, I can't really mess with them. I mean, I got hope for them. I fuck with them and I'll support them, but I'll, like, try to give them advice, and most of the time they won't like my advice because it's true. And what's true is that their shit sounds amateurish. So.
Okay. I think it definitely takes to somebody to work extra hard. I feel as though a lot of people have consistency. You gotta be very consistent with your work. You know what
they
mean?
They don't take the time with their art. Like, they just, like, they'll just go in there and just do it. Like, they don't take their time or nothing. I believe that if you want something to sound great, perfect, actually, you got to spend more than enough time to work on it. And a lot of people don't do that.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely see that and shit. But my boy knocking the children. You're not.
What's going on, man? Yo, man. That's my bad. Yo, I had work and then my phone had copped on me and shit. What I'm saying. I ain't saying forgive me, but I hope y'all understand, though. That's great.
Say, where my man Knock at?
Yeah, I'm around, bro. Zeke, I mean, I couldn't tune into the show, so I don't know what questions were asked and shit, though. I mean, tuning in, what's going on?
We asked everything.
Let's get back on the hoes, man.
On the real, man, they everywhere. Like everywhere you turn, they everywhere. But I already told them, man, I ain't worrying about the hoes out here right now. I'm working on just the music and just getting money.
Yeah, I seen one of your Facebook statuses, and you was like, record labels, it's hard to get in contact with out here. So how was your experience like looking and shit? Like, how was you going about it?
What I was doing, I was on the internet just looking and searching for record labels and stuff like that to get in contact with. And for some reason, wasn't nobody answering the phone. I don't know if it was because it was after hours, they were closed, or it was a holiday or something. I don't know. But, like, for some reason, wasn't nobody answering. I emailed them, didn't get any emails back. Just, like, what, 2 days ago? 2 days ago, an engineer just hit me back up. Like, I was like, yo, are you fucking serious? People out here work slow as hell. But that's what I learned about being in Cali. You got to be patient. In Jersey, we impatient as hell. Like, we need something done on cue. Out here, they take their time with shit.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we doing this radio show, and promo be right. Snap, man. Promo time. Be real. I mean, I am too, though. I ain't going to lie. It's definitely, that impatient thing is definitely is our problem over here in Jersey. But, I mean, they hit you back. That's what matters, though. I mean, I don't care if it's 2 weeks, 2 months. They hit you back. I mean, just take advantage of that.
Yeah, I try not to snap, but I mean, I try to get, you know, take my time.
Oh, my boy,
whatever.
Yeah, y'all see promo statuses, man. You snap, man.
I just don't like when niggas be cop blocking, stealing ideas and shit, man. I hate that shit. I can't stand it. But, bro, let me just ask you this last question of the night, man. So, let me ask you something. This probably could be a good question. Just think about it real quick. We're going to play this song while you think about it. What does it take for a rapper to make it in this music industry? And I want you to think about that while we play this last song called From Time. You already know by my boy Doc. Let's get it.
Squat.
Squat.
We kicked it, you been caught up with them bitches. I don't get it, you're a star, love. You shouldn't have to deal with that. I'd never make you feel like that. Cause I love me. I love me enough for the both of us. That's why you trust me. I know you've been through more than most of us. So what are you? What are you? What are you so afraid of? Darling, you give but you cannot take love.
Yeah. Thought I was in love when I gave you that necklace. It's been some days I'm waking up feeling a little bit restless. I hate when you bring up the past about you and your exes. Is that the reason why you always asking who I'm texting? Damn, well I guess I should have seen this coming. And if what I'm saying is wrong, then you'll correct me, right? I mean, for months you've been saying you don't want to be rushing. Well baby, let's lack the fussing and let's get down tonight. Tonight's our night, we should set up a little muzzle talk. Turn off your phone, sit on the couch and wipe that lipstick off. I'm the guy that pull out your seat when I'm taking you out to eat. Baby, I ain't the type of cat that be discreet and point out your flaws. And when them girls throwing dirt on you, brush your shoulders off. No one above you, girl, you always kept that mindset. Managing to keep it classy even when they give you scoffs. So finding a girl like you is extremely rare to get. You a church girl and a bad girl. girl, but it's all good. I love it how you stay competent when you in the hood. They're telling us to stop, but I don't really think we should. And those who talk down on us stand below us understood. But tell the critics I say fall back on the stretcher. And as for you, I tend to better the pleasure without any pressure. And I'm loving your energy, cause ain't nobody realer. I'll be your Prince Charming if you be my Cinderella. What's up?
I love me enough for the both of us. That's why you trust me. I know you've been through more than most of us. So what are you? What are you? What are you so afraid of? You cannot take love.
Back in the summer, man, I told myself I have to have her. Sprayed a lot of aqua way before I wanted Tuscan leather. And now I got it, I don't use it, so I'm just like, whatever. I flow high cause I can break you off a couple feathers. Never had the chance to gather my homies to Soviet. And many of my associates do shit that's inappropriate. I've always kept it real, maybe that's why I'm getting odious. And to all those I've been doing favors for, you owe me this. Now the people used to ignore me and saying, show me this. Hatred's been getting passed out, cause nigga, I'm the man now. I'm the man, I'm the man, yes I am. You dumbasses bit the hand that feeds you, so you gon' starve now. I don't know why, but these pretenders playing hard now. Don't confuse it, then turn around to dispute it, cause you lying to the people and stroking your own ego. That shows you don't just see us, it shows you really wanna be us. And remember when we had that talk about how much we hated cheaters? I changed my ways, you have too, and I'm starting to see it. Your friends couldn't stand it when you bring my name up around them. I pointed out time to time when we was chilling with Bria. But tell the critics I say fall back on the stretcher. And as for you, I tend to better the pleasure without any pressure. Long hair, short hair, cause it don't really matter. Still be your Prince Charming if you be my Cinderella. What's up?
I love me. I love me enough for the both of us. That's why you trust me.
That was From Time by my boy Doc. Fucks with that track. Would you like it not?
Yeah, definitely. I want to know who you're talking about, honestly, man.
Who you talking about, bro?
Oh, man, I was talking about a very, very special lady who was supposed to help me out with that track. Nah, no face, no trace.
He was exposed on the radio. It's cool, but let's see that last.
Man, I mean, the song was deep. You might as well let us know who it is so she could feel special, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know, bro.
But the person who was supposed to be on that track and who mainly inspired me to do that track was Harmony.
Oh. Okay. That's good as shit. Yeah. So, what's the last question and shit was about? What does it take for a rapper to make it? So, what's your honest opinion on that?
Honestly, I'm not gonna say I wouldn't know because I'm still learning. But so far, like, I've learned that you need to have patience, and the main thing you need to have is knowledge and talent. And in order to be successful, to be a successful rapper, you got to be prepared to be attacked by other artists. And number one important rule is that there is no friends when it comes to music and money. There is no friends. All right.
That's like the number one rule and shit.
Yeah, it is. And my motto is, I even tell my personal friends this, like, that raps, I tell them that, yo, don't take it personal, but I'm into making history. I'm not into making friends. So if we do a collage together and I feel as though that your track doesn't fit in the way I wanted it to, I'm just going to take you off. Like, don't take it personal. But I'm not into making friends. And a lot of people got mad at me because I told them that. And
okay.
They felt some kind of way about it. But, hey, it is what it is.
Me, I can all dig that, though. But our time is running out, bro, man. We thank you for having you today and shit. Thank you for tuning
in, man.
Yeah, man. I apologize for being late, you know what I'm saying? I had a little bit of shit going on. But, you know, I'm here now and shit like that. Hopefully you come back through, have an interview again somewhere along the line. I promise I'm going to be there for the whole hour, man.
You already know. But we got Doc in the building. You already know it's 856 Entertainment. He's from the 856 Entertainment area, man. Let's get it. Wait for his outwards mixtape coming out in April. Get it.
Mm-hmm.
Last words, Doc.
I mean,
last words.
856.
Oh yeah, you already know. I'm the god of the 856. You feel me? They call me the 856
like
god.
We out.
So
all right,
man.